Why does the relationship with Abraham feel so right? Abraham, I know that there are many forms of and reasons for mating. There are marriages of convenience, arranged marriages, and marriages resulting from physical attraction or sexual lust with high emotions exploding, and some people find mates just because they don't want to be alone. But Abraham, I've been thinking about the absolutely perfect relationship that I have with you. Is it possible for those of us who are right now focused on our physical bodies to see others who are physical in the way I see you? In other words, can we get past the specific details somehow and get to the essence of a physical being so that we can have the harmonious relationship with one another that I feel with you?
You could not have asked a better question at this point in our conversation, because what you are describing in your appreciation for what you are calling Abraham is the alignment between you and you that we've been talking about. Your appreciation for us is not because we are behaving in pleasing ways for you, for there are many people who do not feel appreciation for or alignment with us. Some are not pleased when they realize that we will not do for them. From their feeling of shortage or lack, they could plead for miracles or help from us that they would not find. Others find us annoying because we are very clear about who we are and about what we want, and we are unyielding. We are not willing to set aside our intentions, which we have established over all that we have lived, to satisfy a whimsical desire of someone who is asking in this moment. We will not pretend that the laws of the universe do not exist as they do for the sake of entertaining you in this moment. And so there are many who, as they interact with us, find negative aspects within us. And, as a result of their looking for and finding lack, our relationships are not satisfying. The reason you feel that you have a perfect relationship with us is because you are currently focused upon the aspects of us that resonate with who you really are. But you have the ability to hold anyone as your object of attention and do the same thing. It is your focus that is responsible for the way you feel about us, not something we are projecting to you. When you are interacting with any others, it is always to your advantage to look for their positive aspects. By activating the vibration of wanted things, more of those wanted things will flow into your experience. When you discover the art of looking for and finding positive aspects in others, so much so that you develop an expectation for positive things from others, only positive things can come to you.
So what I'm hearing from you is that the relationship I have with you, from my perspective, is a sort of self-love?
Perfectly stated. By your appreciation of that which we are, you have come into alignment with who you really are. And that is what love is. Alignment with Source. Alignment with Self. Alignment with love.
So in other words, from what I want in life, I've attracted you, or am attracting from you, that which fulfills me. And would you call that a form of codependency?
Dependency indicates that I am not whole in and of myself, and that I am needing another in order to be whole. And that is not the case with you or with us. In fact, this question really points us toward a very important premise or basis for good relationships. When people feel insecure in their singularity and so seek a companion to shore them up, the relationship is never stable because it's on an unstable footing. But when two people who are independently secure and in alignment with their respective inner beings join together, now the relationship has a solid footing. In other words, they are not dependent upon each other for resources. They're getting those resources from Source, and now they can interact and co-create from that solid basis. When two or more minds come together that are positively focused upon a subject, those two minds are many times more powerful than one plus one. And so the attraction of ideas and solutions goes beyond the sum total of the two individuals. It is truly exhilarating, and it is really what co-creating is all about. Something that is very basic to productive co-creating is that the individual creators who are coming together must be in a place of positive attraction before they come together, or nothing positive can come out of the co-creation. If you are negatively focused and therefore not feeling good, you can only attract others who are in the same state of negative attraction. That is why looking for a mate from a place of insecurity or lack of anything can never bring you the mate you really want, but instead brings one who amplifies your current lack. People are often confused because they think their discomfort is about not having a mate. So then when they achieve the physical action of finding a mate, they do not understand why their discomfort does not subside or why it gets bigger. The physical action of mating or moving in together or marriage cannot fill the void that exists when you are vibrationally out of alignment with who you really are. But if you have tended to that alignment first, then the physical action of co-creating can be sublime. In other words, do not take action in order to fix misalignment. Fix misalignment and then find a mate.